With that said, we have with us on the telephone from downstairs outside the Blades locker room, Associate Coach Ryan Marsh. Nothing to this head coaching stuff, right?
Oh, I don't know about that, Les.
It's easy to laugh when you win 9-2, yeah. But I'll tell you what, when it was 2-0 five and a half minutes into the game, I don't know how much you wanted to be a head coach at that point.
No, it was obviously not the start we wanted, but a heck of a response from our group. There was certainly some signs of maturity there, just staying with it. And I liked, just our chat on the bench, real solution-based talk on the bench after those first two goals. So, like I said, it was a good response, and we're able to get things on the right track.
You had a game tonight where you're missing four of your defensemen out of eight on the roster. You drop a center back, a 16-year-old center back, to be a fifth defenseman, but you have to be really proud of the four defensemen that played a ton for you tonight and did an outstanding job for you.
Yeah, it was really impressive, with especially Misha going back and playing defense for us was huge. He did a really good job, got more comfortable as the game went on. I really liked the way that Reinhardt really, a little bit of a tough goal in the first goal, and he just had a great response, just stepped his game up and really led us back there. Nice to see Ryan Nolan be able to chip in offensively, but also played a real solid game back there too as well against his old team.
And then, we're starting to see the makings of what is a pretty darn good top nine as far as your forwards go. All three lines being involved in your power play was really good tonight.
Yeah, and the guys are clicking, it's been a key for us in our success this year. It's been a real key for us, and they were sharp tonight. And again, a credit to them to take advantage of it. It was obviously a little bit more. There was a little bit more depth, I guess, tonight. We were able to get a little bit of depth or power play depth with both units, chipping in, which was great. And it's only going to help us as we go forward here.
And Ethan Chadwick finally gets a chance to play again. He's had a rough season. I mean, he didn't get a chance to play at all in the month of December. Injury, then COVID. Here he is tonight, his first game in, 9 weeks or something like that. And he does a tremendous job after giving up the early two goals.
Yeah, he did a great job. I thought he played really well. And it was we had to figure out a way to get him into some games here. It was just so long since he had played. And, like you just mentioned, he had battled an injury. And then obviously we had to go through a bit of a COVID spout. So it's great to have him back and healthy. And played a great game and a great response by him as well.
Brennan Sonny is at home isolating. Give me a sense of what the plan is with him and what's happening over the next couple of games, the next couple of days. You've got tomorrow night at home, and I would assume everything's going to be the same tomorrow as it was tonight. But moving forward after that, I'd have to think you'd have Brennan back.
Yeah, I hope so. It's too bad that we lost him this week. He's been great just from afar. We've been bouncing tons of stuff off him. We just, myself and Dan Da Silva and Jeff Harvey came on the bench tonight, and we're just trying to, extend the message coming from him and keep doing what we've been doing all year. And, it's kind of the next man up, just like our players tonight, I'm going to step up into some new roles and just being ready for that. But again, it's just, staying with our culture and staying with, with Brennan's message that he's put forward all year. And, that was our goal tonight. I'll give credit to Dan on the bench as well as Jeff. They were great. They brought great energy tonight. And, Dan working as a defenseman for the first time, and Jeff up front with me, it was great. And also good to have our goalie coach on the bench for quick feedback with our goalie. And, he did a great job last year with us in the hub on the bench as well. So it was certainly nice to have him step in, but he certainly missed Brennan. Hopefully he'll be back soon, get him back and get back to normal.
Well, lots to be excited about, lots to celebrate tonight, but Ryan, you get to do it again tomorrow night against Winnipeg, so it's shut it down pretty quick and get ready for that. But thank you again for this. Look forward to tomorrow.
Thanks, Les. I appreciate it.
Good stuff. Ryan Marsh, associate coach of the Saskatoon Blades, running the bench tonight as head coach in the absence of Brennan Sonny. The Blades win tonight 9-2